Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hyperbolic Radio. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about what I hope will be a series, useful bash scripts, or indeed not useful bash scripts, or, you know, just bash scripts that you put together to make your life a little bit easier. We've had a few of these on before, so maybe this is something that people can take and run with. Anyway, why did I write this bash script in the first place? Well, I like to keep abreast of what's going on YouTube in the way of videos and internet memes and that sort of thing. And to do that, I've traditionally used the site bestofyoutube.com, which is a curated list of YouTube videos that are popular. And basically every day, you know, a few videos might go up, probably about 20 a week, something like that. Videos are linked in. They're nothing more than, you know, five on a page with a word or with a embedded iframe link to YouTube. And yeah, I find it's a good place to get videos. Be warned, if you are going to that website, it is kind of addictive. So they've kind of got quite a lot of videos there. But anyways, I normally watch those videos. There's only a few, so I tend to just view them in my browser, more or less. But recently I'm confined to bed quite a lot, and holding the laptop isn't conducive to resting, so I wanted to put these videos onto a laptop. But actually I wanted to put them on the central NAS so I could watch them on TV if I was lying downstairs, or put them on the tablet if I was upstairs in bed. So I had a quick look at view source of that page, and I found out that there's actually not that much to the page per se. It's just it's got a whole go of links, and if you search there, you'll find that there's a link to a each section, each video, five per page, has an iframe with height and source and the frame border, yada yada yada, linking to YouTube. And then, as we all know, that the YouTube, if you click on YouTube link, then you will get to YouTube, and it will be something like, whoops, pausing, the video started there. You will get a URL like www.youtube.com/watch?v=V, and then a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 character, what appears to be ASCII A to Z, uppercase, lowercase, with dashes and underscores. So my script is supposed to go to those, the best of YouTube, download the videos, and find out what the videos are, and then download them directly from YouTube. Seems simple enough. Okay, but there's a few gotchas. There are only five videos on the per web page, and I wanted to get the last 10 pages. So, okay, now we're talking about a loop that's going to loop between, that's going to have to go to each of the pages. The good news is the best of YouTube has a very predictable page style. So it's the best of YouTube index.php ?page equals, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Going up. So new videos are always added as video one on the page one. So that was pretty cool. So I was able to put a thinking of doing a loop. Then all I needed to do was find the YouTube embed, remove that part, and then I would know what the video ID was. Basically, I'm trying to find the video IDs, make a list of those, and then use what is a brilliant piece of software called YouTube-DL, which is the YouTube downloader. And that is, let me see who makes this. There's no help page. There's no information about it on the help page, but actually, if I go YouTube version, Might show me the name. Yeah, it just shows me what the version number is. 2013 1129. Anyway, if you install YouTube dash DL, I think it's available in most repos. You can actually update it with the dash U. It's got a self-uploading capability within it. It gives you loads of options. You can do playlists. It's not just limited to YouTube. You can get videos from TED and Khan Academy and that sort of thing as well. So it's a pretty cool downloader. So therefore, I didn't need to rewrite all this. So initially, my first attempt at this was just a basic script that looped through the best of YouTube pages, and then as it found each of them, it downloaded. But I wanted to get a little bit better than that. So I wanted it to be able to separate it out that when I ran it, it created a new directory. There's a particular area on my NAS server created a new directory, and then each of the videos was put in, would be put in there starting with 0000 and then 0001, the oldest one having the newest. Having the oldest number, so 0000 would be the oldest one, one would be the second from oldest, and so forth all the way down the line. Then I wanted it to download with various different things. So let's just keep run through the script here. First 5 lines are just basically comments, what it is, what it does, and it's been released under Creative Commons Zero because I just really don't I'm not that worried about it. I added a few variables here at the top just so that we can do some cool stuff. Max to download is equal to 10. So if you wanted to download all of them, you change that to 1,000 or something, and that's the number of pages on the best of YouTube to download them all. If you go to the best of YouTube, you'll find out, you know, it goes from one page one dash dash next, and that'll give you the final number, whatever that is there. So you can put that in there to run it the first time. And then the save path. Which I have Mount Media Videos, TV, YouTube, Best YouTube. So I've got loads of space in the NAS, and this will take loads of space because I'm downloading the highest quality video. And then I'm going to have a save dir. So save dir is going to make is the first part of that is the variable save path. So save path equals quote slash mount blah 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 double quote. And now I'm going to reuse that save path again. For the save dir for this one. So the save dir for this run is going to be save dir equals quote dollar sign open curly brackets save path close curly brackets forward slash dollar sign open bracket the backslash date space dash u space the plus sign the percent capital Y sign dash percent lowercase m dash percent lowercase d the underscore percent uppercase H dash percent uppercase M dash percent uppercase S uppercase Z or Z underscore percent A close brackets double quote. Now what that does there is concatenates three different things together. The save path which we had before. So the reason I put the dollar brackets instead of just dollar save paths, the dollar curly brackets instead of the dollar save path is because when you're concatenating a string. It tells Bash that it separates more cleanly out the variables, so it's not assuming that the following characters after that are part of the variable. So it's kind of good practice to do that anyway. So I tend to do that a lot. Then I have the forward slash. So I've got my best YouTube path forward slash, and then I'm going to run a command, and the output of that command will be the directory name. And what I'm using is the date command and the backslash in front of the date unaliases the date. So I have an alias for the date set up naturally to convert it to ISO 8604, 8601, and which is year, month, day, on that hours, minutes, seconds, blah, 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 blah. But just to make sure that it's not aliased by anybody else, you run that command and the dash U. Specify in the date command. Now these are all parameters of the date command. So anything run in between the bracket, the dollar open bracket and close bracket is run as a separate command outside of this bash thing. So you're kind of, it's a bit like the back ticks, but the beauty of this format is you can nest them. So you can have a dollar open bracket date, dollar open bracket some other command close bracket. So it would first run the nested one inside and then pass that to date and then pass that out and pass it and so forth. Don't know if I'm following you. Anyway, they obviously the links to this will be included in the show notes for this episode. So basically all I'm doing is formatting the date with the year, month, day, underscore, hours, minutes, seconds in Zulu time. Just the Z is to denote to myself that it's UTC. So we don't have any of this silly time-changing nonsense. And the percent A is just gives the day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I noticed today when using my daughter's laptop that despite my locale being set to English, it picked up her locale from somewhere. So I'm going to need to investigate that. And it was Mandag, tot en met Sundag. So in Dutch, the Dutch actual name, but that doesn't actually matter for my purposes, as it is just a signal for me. Okay, that's line 8. Phew, if this is going to be the speed at which we get through this, it's going to be a long show. Anyway, might be time for a cup of coffee soon. The next line, line number 9, is to make a directory, and I use the dash P option, and then I just put in savedir. So that is the variable I just created a few moments ago. It will make that directory, including the entire path if it doesn't exist. And then I make another variable called logfile equals, and again, $savepath /, and I'm calling it downloaded.log. So this is where I'm going to keep my history. I don't want to be re-downloading movies over and over again, or videos over and over again. So this is where I'm going to keep my history. And then I do a check on line 11 to 15 to make sure that that log file exists. And if it doesn't, it creates it. So there's actually no real pointing in having that, because later on I'm just going to overwrite that anyway. So I'm going to take that entire block out as we speak, live editing, and there it is gone. So we now have the path to the log file. So now we need to gather the list from YouTube DL, and to do that I'm using my favorite command, seq space 1, the number 1, space $max to download. And that is there where I'm now going to say I want to my script to loop through. It basically generates the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that is the 10 pages that I'm going to use or try and download. Now many of you will say, but Ken, Bash already includes an option to put in the sequences from what to what. But I think it's clearer to use sequence, and to be honest, I like the ability that sequence has to use a dash W to create a list of numbers. So from 1 to 100, if you use sequence dash W, 1 to 100, it will put in 001, 002, and then up to 15 would be 015, etc., up to 99, and then 100, so that you get nice spacing. One thing that I wish sequence would do, and it doesn't, is do the reverse. So go, if you put in sequence 99 space 1, that it would go 99 and count down. And I also think it's missing the ability to do A to Z, uppercase, lowercase. That would be kind of cool. But for the purposes of what we want to do today, it's fine. So sequence 1 to max downloads, which is 10. In this case, I'm going to pipe that. That's the vertical up and down symbol. In or around the above the enter key, shift enter, above the enter key on US layout keyboards. And then I'm doing a big while loop, while read video page. Now what that's doing is while it's going to read in whatever reads in from whatever, in this case whatever's coming in from the pipe from its point of view, the other side of the pipe we have a sequence pumping in the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then it's going to read those, and then it's going to put each of them in turn into a variable called video page. And then we have a new line, and we have the word do. This is required. The structure of the while loop in Bash is while read something, some variable name, do, then the loop, and then to tell Bash that it's finished, you type done. So now we're in the meat and potatoes. Excuse me. And here we're going to use another massive big command execution thing. I don't know the correct term for that. Somebody can correct me. That would be superb. I'm going to run a nested command, and the output of which I'm going to put into the variable this video list. So the whole command is this video list is equal to $ open brackets, close brackets. And the bit inside of that is I'm using wget --quiet, and then the URL, which it happens to be http://index.php? Page equals the dollar sign, open curly brackets, video page, dollar sign, and quotes. So that's the URL. So in the first instance, that's going to be page equals one. In the second instance, page is going to be equal to two. Third, page equals three, and so forth. Then after the URL, we have dash capital O, which says the output, and space dash. So that's the wgets part of this, you know, of this app, not program, whatever, that's script, that's what the word I'm looking for, yeah. So that's the wgets part's done. What I'm doing is just get me that web page and don't save it, just pipe it out to standard in and standard output. Now, when you're reading files or doing anything, so if you're doing a cat a file or less a file or whatever, you can put in a file name, but the general convention for standard in and standard out in for most command line programs is the dash, just a dash symbol. So keep your eye out for that and mentally substitute it. And then we put, immediately after that, we put a pipe symbol. So we're piping it from wget into the next command. And the next command, of course, is grep, our favorite. And we look for the exact string www.youtube.com/embed/. Now, I know what you are all going to say, that this is a web page. It is possible that that web page would have w new line. Actually, no, it can't. It has to be www. It has to be in the line straight across. It can't be separated. Even the new line would be considered a space, and that would create a valid URL. So grepping is absolutely fine in this case. So what grep will do is it'll take all that junk, stripping out all the garbage, and it'll give you a big line with YouTube embed. One thing that it could do is there's no reason that there is new lines at all in that. So a web page could be simply one big long line, and grepping it this way will only take the grepping it this way will return that one big long line. So that is essentially a flaw in this script, but again, it's quick and dirty because they happen to put it on different lines, but I could work around that, but I'm not going to bother. Anyways, the next line is, again, grep has done its work, and I don't need to specify standard input and standard output because grep uses standard and input and standard output anyway. And then I have a pipe symbol piping it on to the next command, which is sed, which is the stream editor. And what I'm going to do there is filter out everything up until youtube.com/embed. So I've got a big long line. Presumably I've got several lines at this stage, actually, because I will have five lines, actually, because there are five of these per page. So now this has returned five of these per page, and now I'm piping those into sed. So sed, and the actual command here is sed single quote s, and then I'm using the tic-tac-toe octothorpe hash symbol pound sign, whatever you call that, where happens your jury in your jurisdiction. And I'm using the pound sign as a I'm using the octothorpe as a delimiter because the forward slash is going to be used in the YouTube URL. So therefore, I want to use a different delimiter to the traditional forward slash. Instead, allows you to do that. Anything after the S, in actual fact, can be used, will be assumed to be the delimiter you're using. Okay, so sed space single quote s octothorpe, the charac character, which looks like a little roof or a greater than less than symbol angled at 90 degrees pointing up over the six in the US keyboard, the dot asterisk www.youtube.com/embed, then two octothorpe. And what that is doing is it is removing everything up to and including the www.youtube.com/embed. And what that leaves me with is the, you're all screaming, yes, the identifier that YouTube uses to identify videos. Pretty cool, eh? However, you're going to have a lot of crap after that, which we want to clean out and get rid of. So I have said pipe that out to standard output, which is no problem for sed because I don't need to specify the dash again because sed by definition also pipes to standard output. And then I use my friend awk, to strip out the rest. Oc space dash capital F space single quote, double quote, pipe symbol, question mark, single quote. Now I'll come back to that in a second. Space, single quote, open curly brackets, print, space, double quotes, http://youtube.com/watch?, V equals double quote, $1, close curly brackets, single quote. Okay, so when Grip and Sed are finished with their list, there are five lines passed through standard input, through standard input, which begin with the 10 character unique identifiers for YouTube videos. Now, I don't want to go cutting. You could use the cut command there, but I don't want to because older videos have less characters and newer videos will have more characters. So we will continue to use those characters. So I want to tell Awk that it should split, and it should split the line that it's receiving based on the delimiter that is a double quote or a question mark. So sometimes a YouTube URL will have a question mark and then a start and a stop time signifying where it should, where the video should cut in from or cut out to. So with the awk-f, you're able to terminate very cleanly the YouTube identifier. And then awk will just print the correct URL with the unique identifier out. So at the end of this, I will have five URLs. So now I'm already in a while loop, five URLs. And the outside while loop will continue through from sequence 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, producing each time as it goes the five new URLs from each of that it gets from each of the pages. So in this case, you will have 50 URLs. Okay, now within that main loop, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of checking to see if I've downloaded this video before. And to do that, I'm going to have a for loop. So this for loop has actually going to be working on a variable list that is stored in this video list, which will be one big long string of these YouTube URLs containing five of them put together. And for this, the loop goes for this video in dollar open bracket echo this dollar this video list close brackets colon do and do the stuff and then done. So the for loop is very similar to the while loop for something in something do done. The while loop and the for loop, I tend to use while loops where I can, but while loops, especially with playing with converting an FFmpeg and MPlayer, there are slight differences on the way they handle variables and how they're executed within Bash. So you kind of got to be a bit careful about that. If your loops are not particularly working the way you think they should be, you might want to switch from a while to a for loop. Just saying. I'm not going to go into any more than that, to be honest, because I've come across it once or twice. Again, as I say, usually with FFmpeg or MPlayer, that they tend to prefer for loops instead of while loops. Okay, so what I'm doing here, yes, there are definitely other ways of doing this. This is why this series is not so much about this is the best script ever, but I'm actually interested in people taking this script and nicing it up and doing their own show basically on it or on something else. But yeah, this is one way of doing it. As Pearl says, there are multiple ways of doing it. So this is just one way of doing it. Works for me. It was quick and dirty script and it's pretty clean now. And typically what I tend to do anyway when I'm doing scripts is I'll put a one-liner in and then the one line tends to get more complicated and then I'll just put a very base text file so it's only a five-liner. And then I'll leave it for a while and then I'll think, oh, okay, I need to nicely that up a bit. And then I'll run it for a period of time and then sometimes that's it, it's done. And then other times, you know, I'll find out a cleaner way of doing it in other scripts and then I'll go back and refactor the scripts. But anyway, this is what it is. So now within the for loop, what I'm going to get is what I want to do here is just do a little quick check in my log file to see if I've downloaded this video before. And if I haven't, if I have, I'll just skip over it. If I haven't, I'll add the URL to a log file of videos to download. So the script is if open square bracket, so for video in echo video list executed, so it'll for video in youtube.com watch v equals blah 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 blah, and five of those, it'll do if open square brackets double quote, and here we are, dollar open square open bracket and close brackets, and we're going to run a command in there, and if the result of that command is equal to zero, then do something. So what the command is inside there is grep this video log space log file. So what I'm going to do is look in the log file to see if I already have this URL. If I have, then I'm going to pipe that into the word count command with the dash L option. So what that does is it lists, it only lists the lines, the number of lines that it's on, not any of the other junk. That's really handy. So that's going to give me a number of hits in the file. More than likely, there's only, it's either going to be zero or one. Yeah. So if that in double quotes is dash equal zero, then I know I found a new video. If it doesn't, then I don't. So if grep this video log file work out equal is equal to zero, then I echo out the statement found new file this video. Just gives myself some feedback. And the next line is I echo this video and I append it to a file called dollar log file underscore to do. And the redirect is the greater than symbol. It will send that to the log file. And if you can remember from before, the log file was created by SavePath. And SavePath was slash mount blah, 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 forward slash download dot log. And now this is going to be underscore to do. Now, if I had just used log file underscore to do, it would have put that into, it wouldn't have found that variable. So it would have just put it into a blank file somewhere called log file to do, probably in my home directory. And you would just spend whatever directory I would be in at the time of running this is create this log file there somewhere. And you're busy over on the other side, which is on a mount on the NAS, yet this file is running locally on whatever the machine is you're running. So that's why enclosing the log file variable in the dollar in the curly brackets allows Bash to, oh, this is a variable, but I'm going to concatenate this variable together. So that's what that does. So that's pretty cool. So essentially, I now log it. My if statement, then I have an else, and then I echo out already downloaded this video. So as I'm going through it, it'll say found new video youtube.com blah 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 blah, or if it didn't find it, it would, or if it hasn't found it in the log file, it would go already downloaded YouTube URL. And then I close the for loop, I close the done, I close the I close the if statement with an FI. Always thought that was a bit odd, but anyway, that is. I close the for loop and I close the while loop. So now I have a list of all the file URL, all the URLs that I want to download, but they are in the wrong order. Yes, they are. They are, so they're from page one, item one. So the first line of the file is page 1, item 1, item 2, item 3, item 4, item 5. Line 6 is page 2, item 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on and so forth. So what I want to do now is I want to do the actual downloading part, which I'm using YouTube-DL to do. But I want to do that in reverse order. So instead of catting my file, I'm going to tack my file, which actually cats out the file in reverse order. Brilliant command. And do you see what they did there? TAC is the reverse of CAT. Oh, pretty cool. Those Unix guys are so funny. But it is actually a very useful command when you use it. You'll tend to use it a lot. Very nice way to do. But first thing I do is I check to see if my log file underscore to do exists. Because if there are no new videos, there won't be a log file to do file. And I can just simply finish this thing, not download it. So that's pretty cool, all in all, which means I can script this. I can put this into a cron job or something, run it every day or something, and download the videos. The only thing I'm doing is hitting the best of YouTube, but they're pretty static pages anyway, so they're probably cached. And then I'm not pulling anything from YouTube except when I'm downloading the video once. And hey, this has been a good net citizen. But presuming I do find a log file a file of stuff that I need to download or that I want to download. I take the last file, I tack that file out into a pipe, and I take the last file and first, and then the second last second, and the third last third, and so forth. And I'm going to pipe that simply into the YouTube DL command. If you type YouTube dash DL dash dash help, you'll get a full list of YouTube dash DL commands. That command changes so quickly. They recommend you use YouTube dash DL dash U regularly, which will allow you to update the file directly from their website. I personally wouldn't recommend that per se, normally for a script, but in this case, I think they're doing a very good job, and you can open the file up yourself and verify that it's not doing anything naughty. So, after reading the help file, I decided the following were the commands that suited myself the most, and therefore I will read them off. So I'm going to use the long as poor the long options here as opposed to the short ones. I tend to use that in batch files anyway because it makes it a lot more readable. And by long, I mean sort of instead of ls in so instead of dash h dash dash HELP. So that tends to be the long format. Okay, so it's YouTube dash DL, and the first parameter is dash dash batch file space dash. So we now know that the dash is accepts standard input, and batch file tells YouTube downloader that instead of expecting the commands being put on the command line, that they're going to be redirected in from something else. Now the batch file could be also a text file. I could simply have pointed it to the log file directly and use that, but the problem with that, doing it that way, is you guessed it, yes, it wouldn't be in the right order because I want to number these 0 to 99 or whatever the numbers are, with the highest number being the newest video. Why? Just call me crazy. Then we have dash dash ignore dash errors. If you didn't use that, use YouTube. If it came across an error message at all that it wasn't able to download the video, then it would simply just stop and you'd be left not having downloaded the remainder of the videos. That happens quite a lot on YouTube because it doesn't have it in the f and you're not allowed to view it in this area, or it was temporarily suspended by the user, or whatever. So it's best to put that in. I found myself that mostly when I run this, there's one or two videos that aren't downloaded. Big deal. I watch them directly on YouTube DL anyway. Then I have the dash dash no dash m time, no modification time. So what that one does is it just uses today's time so that when I do a sort by time in that directory, I will get them not in the order that they were uploaded to YouTube, but the order in which I downloaded them, the dates of which I downloaded them, which is fine. Next parameter is dash dash restrict dash file names, which if the characters use extended Unicode characters, or it just limits the character set down to AZ uppercase, lowercase. While I don't have a problem with people using Unicode, and yes, Crayon, my NAS does support Unicode, as do all my computers, because we're living this side of the year 2000. Yes, it's just simpler all around for to restrict the file names. That way you don't get unprintable characters on playout devices, which don't necessarily cause problems. It just leads to a less than optimal user experience. Then the next switch is dash dash max dash quality, which says gives me the max quality that you have for this one. YouTube DL also allows you to download all of the option all the versions, which is actually pretty cool as well. And the dash dash format MP4 is my preference format for downloading, simply because the Xstreamer I have downstairs just came out before the WebM format was standardized, so it can't play those. Yes, I know I could convert them, but I don't want to. If I can find an MPEG-4, it will download the WebM, so you're not going to miss anything. So next option is dash dash write dash auto dash sub. Write auto subdirectory, and then you have to use dash o parameters. And what that does is it allows you to use sort of YouTube variable names to give stuff like title, extension IDs, and so forth. And what I'm using there is the first variable is my own variable, which is dollar save dir. So that tells it where to dump in the base directory. Then I have quote forward slash percent open bracket auto number close bracket S dash percent open bracket title close bracket S dash percent ID close bracket S dot percent open bracket EXT close bracket S and close double quote. And what will that will do is create a save in my saveder. It'll create the auto number, so the first video that it downloads will be 00000, and you specify the number of zeros. I didn't bother except at the default with a dash, and then the title as you would see it if you were browsing on YouTube, like cat does funny thing with dog, whatever, dash, and then the YouTube's ID, which is the ID of the video number, which is kind of handy if you go back to it and you see that video. I want to keep that, and you paste it into Google, then you can get the into YouTube. You can get the direct YouTube link, and then the extension, WebM or MP4 or whatever, and that basically creates all of those. And then once it's finished downloading that, I cat the log file underscore to do, and I redirect into the log file, and then I remove the log file underscore to do. And the FI finishes the download section of the script, and that's pretty much it. Gets something from a web page, downloads it. I'm going to put this into Chrome, and I'm never going to have to worry about it again. And I can watch those videos on my leisure, on my laptop, on my tablet, or on the Xtreamer downstairs. And that was it. I won't say that this is the most pretty of scripts, but it is nonetheless a script to as Nightwise so eloquently puts it, getting ironically now I'm completely lost what Nightwise normally says. Yes, I know everybody's screaming. Yes, getting technology working for you, and that's what it's doing. It is means I don't need to worry about it anymore. It's just automated. One thing, of course, it will do is it'll fill up my disk, so I do need to keep track of that. So I'll probably not run it from Chrome. I'll probably just for this period just run it manually every now and again. Okay, so that was it. That was an amazing amount of time to talk about what I thought I was only going to cover in a few seconds. I thought I would be able to record more shows tonight, but I doubt that that is going to happen. And now my hour is up, so it means I can get out of bed for 10 minutes and walk around. Hooray! Okay, folks, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.